Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 4 of Sukkah, Mishneh Beit. Now, yesterday we talked about how many days each of these mitzvot are performed during the festival of Sukkot. So now we get into Lulav. Lulav, Shiva, Ketzad. How is Lulav all 7 days? Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, that's the first day of Sukkot, Shechaliot B'Shabbat, is on Shabbat. Lulav, Shiva, then it is 7 days. Meaning when the first day is Shabbat, then it overrides the restrictions of Shabbat, and the lulav would be taken on Shabbat and all of the following days. Now remember, this is when there is a temple. When we have the temple in Yerushalayim, it should be built, b'mehera v'yameinu, then the mitzvah of lulav is all 7 days. Really, it's all 7 days inside the temple, and on a biblical level, it's one day outside of the temple. But remember, as a zecher of the Mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established that we take it all 7 days without the temple. However, we wouldn't do that on Shabbat without the temple. And the Mishnah concludes, Shar Kolayim Shisha. Now, if the first day is not Shabbat, then you take it for 6 days. So if the first day is a Friday, then you would take it Friday, but then you'd skip the next day. And then resume taking the Lulav Motzei Shabbat on Sunday. So again, it comes out, if the first day falls on Shabbat and we have a Beit HaMikdash, then we take the Lulav all 7 days. And if it falls on a different day of the week, not Shabbat, then we would take it 6 days because we'd be skipping Shabbat. On to Mishneh Gimel, Arova, the willows. Now this refers to a mitzvah of walking around the Mizbeach with willows and placing willows around the Mizbeach, as we're going to see later in this parak. Shiva Ketzad, how is it all 7 days? If Yom Shvi'i Shel Arava, Shchaliot B'Shabbat. That's if the 7th day of Chag, the 7th day of Sukkot, we call Hoshana Rabba, when that's on Shabbat, then Arava Shiva. Then the willows are taken all 7 days. Meaning Chag started on a Sunday, on a Yom Rishon, so they did the full week, and then Shabbat was Hoshana Rabba. And Hoshana Rabba is the day when the willows override Shabbat. Not really override, because the willow ceremony is only done inside the temple. And we know there's Ein Shvut B'Mikdash, as we've described. The Kohanim are Zrizim. The priests are very careful. There's Sanhedrin. There's officials there. People aren't going to come to break Shabbat so easily. So it wasn't really a problem to arrange the willows on Shabbat as well. So even though the Arava is done in the Mikdash, and it shouldn't really be a problem of Shvut, but the rabbi said it only overrides Shabbat when it's on day 7, the Hoshana Rabba, just like Lulav only overrides on day 1, to sort of make it equal. You understand, if the rabbis would say, well, a Rabba overrides Shabbat even on day 3 or day 2, then people might think that Lulav always overrides Shabbat even when it's not Yom Rishon. The Mishnah concludes, Shor Kol Yamim Shisha. If day 7 is not Shabbat, day 7 is a Tuesday, then it doesn't override. As I've explained, the rabbis didn't want people to get confused with lulav overriding. We do see from here that Arava had a biblical source. The mitzvah of Arava is at least a rem, is at least hinted to in the psukim, that the rabbis said it could override, at least in the temple, could override Shabbat. Now tomorrow we're going to get into the nuts and bolts here, the lulavim and etrogim, as it were, about how they did lulav and arava in the temple. Yishar kohachem and zay gesund.